David, I want you all very welcome to our October AFC meeting, and I'd like to start off with apologies for Christmas Patrick and Christopher Sheldon.
Uncomfortable heart.
The proposed closure date is Saturday the 3rd of November 2018. The official opening ceremony for the new Fair Leisure Centre is proposed to take place on Thursday the 22nd of November, followed by a public launch weekend on the 24th and 27th of November 2018. And then it's intended that the new centre will go officially live at 6:30 in the morning, 31st. To the public on Monday 26th of November 2018. As you're all aware from the pictures we've seen and photographs, and it's a new state of the art building, and I do hope that the people from the district council will enjoy the facilities of the new center, so it's something to look forward to. Also, in relation, we had two very successful events to took place in the month of March 18th, the start of the month. From what I'm aware of, there was two events, so about 500 people attended with around 30 to 40 exhibitors. This is all due to the hard work of our ACE-20 coordinator and also the DEA coordinators who were closely involved in bringing this project to fruition, and a well done to all concerned. And also from the sports club, congratulations to Burnham on winning the senior final championship against Kilkenny. And also congratulations to the Colonel Neil Parish on winning the junior final championship against Clay. And congratulations also to all GIC on winning the league title over the weekend. So that's the sports club. Congratulations to all concerned there. And also to those who attended the Northern Ireland Local Government Awards on Armada recently. Congratulations to Kroger Robinion Lee Middlecake. Congratulations to Newry Leisure Centre, who won an award for the best global authority design and build capital project at the annual Milder Awards last week. Well done to all. And also to Sean McCabot, if he was nominated for Employee of the Year and got through the final of the staff and achievement of the staff. So congratulations to Sean and to the Newry Leisure Centre. And also, best wishes to Speedy Recovery to Gavin Chardon, our chairperson, and also to Alan Brennan, our Rowell DEA coordinator, who's off sick at the moment. So, send all the best wishes, and maybe that can get well to both Gavin and to Alan. Thank you. And to Logan.
Thank you, Chairperson. Just finishing those dates again. The 3rd of November was the closing date of the old one.
I'll just repeat that again. The closing date is Saturday the 3rd of November. The official opening ceremony will take place on Thursday the 22nd of November.
Okay.
I don't know the time, but I know the early part is kind of put on the morning top six.
But will they actually be open in the meantime?
Well, I'm going by what the officers
will be agreed with that.
Okay, let's go on commandment.
Yes, Chair. Earlier on this summer, I think we got the approval for a 3-week transition. So the existing dimension will go to Saturday the 3rd of November. And then there will be a 2-week period when there will be no sports hall, fitness suite, or some kind of provision in the area. When we commence on the 19th, there will be a period of soft launch and demonstration events where existing user groups and customers will be invited into the centre to get familiar with the building. The official dignitary launch will be on Thursday the 22nd, and at the minute it's officially cancelled and lost today between 12 and 4. The details have been confirmed over the next week or two. And then the launch weekend with a range of fun programs and different activities. Free weekend will be on Saturday the 24th and Sunday the 25th of November, and then business as usual then Monday morning on the 26th of November.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We're now on to decorations and others. So I'm finding that I want the decorations and others to be done in the long term. So then I will move on to agenda number 3, which is action. She's waiting for my last meeting to start. This is page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. 5, 6, 7, Anybody have any questions on the housing change that was proposed to the Treasure Island? Seconded by Treasurer Quinn. Thank you very much. We'll now move on to agenda number four. That's our DEA 4 update report. So I'll ask the minister to give us a public report on this.
Chair members, this report details the recent activities of the DEA. You see it every month. It has details related to the Big Lottery Workshop, cultural events, educational well-being initiatives. We are here looking for AHC approval for the recommendations contained within the report, and those arising from the three Garden State Cruise and Crop League DEA meetings.
So proposed?
Yeah,
proposed. Thank you very much. Now we then move on to agenda number 5, so we have the Sustainable Christmas Day Parents. How would you go on?
Sure, this is a very brief paper relating to the Sustainable Christmas Tree Initiative that Council has given approval for. This was proposed initially through Neighbourhood Services Committee and then ratified by Council afterwards. The purpose of this paper is to update the committee on the proposals and seek to secure the resources needed for the pilot programme, specifically the one-off tree illuminations package, the community planning events and meetings, and the one-off switch-on events. So as I say, not go through the details, already been through committee, already been through council, but we need the resources to assist groups with the rollout of this plan.
Thank you,
Jane.
Yes,
so Council is proposing to take care of all of the logistics around that tree.
Okay.
We'll have 9 pilot sites and all with their own issues. So what we're trying to do is work through the pilot areas, seeing what we can progress this year. In the event where something would stop the implementation of the sustainable tree in a particular area, we would go back to the cup tree that's always provided by Christmas for 1 year only. So no matter what, we'll still have a tree.
So proposed by Treasurer Wilson Paddle, to open.
I just wondered what flexibility there is here. I was just down in the east today and they were installing their central attraction in the park, which includes a slot for the Christmas tree in the centre to be powered by the solar set of lights. That would be batteries. So wherever they can be included, and also Council normally funds the Christmas tree in the park last every year.
Chair members, this council at the minute, or previously to this sustainable tree initiative, supported Christmas in 4 different ways. This sustainable tree initiative is separate to those ways, so it's a new avenue for supporting communities at Christmas. The trees that are on the list were proposed by Neighbourhood Services and approved through that. So the short answer is no, there's no flexibility around the groups that are on the list, but we would be hoping as a working group, if councillors on board, that every year we would look to move into different areas. And I will definitely bring back information around the solar panel harm instead of lights, which may help us out with some of the problems that were referred to earlier.
Could you note that we already have a spot for this Christmas tree?
And our glass, if it was if council previously provided a tree in our glass, then my understanding is that will happen this year also. There's been no change to the previous support arrangements.
We've never had a Facebook before, but they do now.
Thank you, Mr. Logan. Kelly?
Sure. I'm also going to say that that area was chosen by council because the proximity to hire the middle and buildings or whatever. For example, elevators and Tina Castle and all the different things there. Then this man just after the last year, never going on crossbars at the same toilets, staying up into the parts of the commercial. That's the reason that these things were identified, because it was handy to get to parts of that that would be council owned.
Yeah.
And that would be beautiful for myself, Councillor Andrews attended the presentation that we're given in gross power in relation to it. But and this is a success. I need to believe that there will be more rolled out in years to come. You know, it's just because these are close to the power points and stuff that identify them where it is. But I second the vote.
Thanks so much, Member Sandy. On to agenda number 6, the Peace for Local Action Plan. So, again, to the
yes, Chair members, as with previous AHC committees, we require approval for the recommendations arising in the Peace for Partnership. Apologies, the minutes should be attached as detailed within the report that we send to the House immediately afterwards. Yes, Chair. AVHC previously provided approval for us to release Call 3 financial assistance, specifically relating to money made available through 410i. The report details the outcome of that call. There were 57 applications received under this theme, and Board and I recommended that the applications should be scored and ranked. So those scored highest received their full amount of funding. We are here to seek committee approval to progress with those applications and those successful grades.
Members,
talking
about?
There were 44. And out of those 44, only 25 were awarded because of the money available.
That's
what I'm
wondering.
No, one application was, so each grade would submit one application that passes through a basic eligibility stage. If that application passes, it will just simply be moved on to a panel for scoring. Mm. If a grade fails the basic eligibility, then it doesn't go to the panel for scoring.
So the 19 that passed, do they have to be submitted
anything,
or
they just have not been successful in their application? So you have two have failed at basic eligibility stage. If you go on down as the breakdown of the 57 applications, two have failed under basic eligibility, so two have not put in the relevant information. 11 have failed due to content. So a panel has sat down to score that, and they have determined that this application has not reached a certain level in terms of funding.
The 19 is money.
11 failed. 19 were, so 25 were awarded, that's the 44%, 2 failed basic eligibility, 11 failed stage 2.
Yeah.
And 19 were passed and not awarded.
Yeah.
So out of the 44 recommended for funding, only 25 were actually awarded. Does that answer your question, no? Oh, yes, they understand now. Okay, hopefully. This is a one-off pot of money from Sport NI. So they have said those that are eligible, those that have passed scoring, the top scorers until the money runs out will be awarded funding. The rest will not be provided funding unless Sport NI makes additional money available to them, which is highly unlikely.
Chris, I'd like to
Our concern is the logic of that is essentially if you have a project where it costs X, if you distribute the money across a large number of projects, you're not going to get the money to do the project, and therefore the project might not be able to carry it through. And I can expect and understand that. Now, change into that, we will be doing the allocation of funds earlier in the year when we decided to top the Gale that grants by half in order to offer the funding for the sports and works and such and all this as well. They will all be. I think maybe we should have the same sort of logic for each group of grants and 20 project grants. So we can issue through from the grants and then we
Thank you, Chair. And the exact same thing happened in May last year. We didn't get award funding. Then, 4-day contract, let me add to that 4 months.
That's right.
4-day contract is good that I can afford with the money that is bad with contract. So, the contract is at the end of March. Often the most transparent program to the audience.
Yes. David Chair, you may recall last year we brought this issue to committee. We wanted approval to go back in our 4-day to extend the amount of time given for the group to spend that allocation. It wasn't allowed by 4-day. It is not our money, so we have to give it out on the terms of the funder. And our hands are tied in certain circumstances, so it wasn't something the council could do in terms of extending the deadline, but I do recall that.
Okay, thanks. So this is proposed by Councillor Murray to Miles Sackler. Thanks, Janine, for your reports. And can I ask for both Karen and I for the deadline number 8?
So therefore, the recommendation is that the committee agree to continue to open specific facilities for specific public holidays in 2018-20 as the table set in 2.1, subject, of course, to the forthcoming reassessment process.
Okay, then
let's have a look.
Any questions or close to the next number? So we move on to the deadline number 9, which is the community trails.
Thank you, Chair. The members will recall previous reports on this matter. As you're aware, Outdoor Recreation and I have a service that we're doing with us to develop our community trails right across the district. And they started at the Normancy Group area. They developed up 7 projects within that area, and they have also been successful in securing principles and funding from a number of different funders. So total cost of the project is $1.21 million. We have in principle, and I need to stress that, because it's subject to detailed applications and approvals and so on. So at this point we're just saying it's possible we'll be able to get funding of $17,700 towards those, and that means that the council would need to put match funding it of just under $400,000, as set out in the report. I have spoken with the director of corporate services recently, and we can identify after moving some money around within the capital program under funds, which will allow us to fund it. So the recommendation is that the committee approves setting aside $393,433 for match funding element of these trails, should we be successful in securing the funding and in actually getting the planning permissions that we need and all the other approvals and being able to complete before the end of March this year.
Commissioner Emily, can I?
all these first of all, the money for community trails. Just a concern that the most important community trail, which has been outstandingly done for a number of years, still isn't what it is. In particular, it's the one that links the new Walters area and line along National Trust land, DOE land, basically would reconnect El Patrick to Kid Bay to Delamont to Castle Moore over DOE land. It was the original route of the Ulster Way, which has been lost to us now for over 20 years. The Ulster Way now stops in Stratford. It doesn't go up to Downpatrick, doesn't go as far as Delamont and today. That seems desperate for that we've had a continuous stretch of public land between these important sites. We can't restore the original walkway, which was blocked in one point by the Eagle Fence from the National Trust grant, National Trust mission to remove, and by us allowing the coil up of funding through the London line of the Ulster Way. DOE had challenged and had established that the land belongs to DOE, and we couldn't need to take a wee boardwalk around them. So at some stage, given the importance of the Ulster Way, and if it's a relative loss to the area, we lost the Ulster Way. And then we connect the whole east down along one continuous route using public land and we need to provide that pretty down. So thank you.
Corey Wood is coming along with the Long Man Brother, the Park, as well, but they're still losing the mountain bike and things like that. So I'm happy to be here, so I'm definitely happy to host.
That's a lot of that.
Yeah,
delighted. It's certainly a fantastic opportunity there in the UK group. Great to see all of you gathered and used to support the community.
That far in the future, but I mean, you make a very valid point. Obviously, the council doesn't have limitless resources, so the money runs out eventually. The hope would be that we find some other funding while we're doing this, and it doesn't cost as much as that. The hope would also be that we can find more funding for more trails as we go through it, and maybe the cost of their time and everything will be made. I mean, there will be some DAs who probably can't have that many trails in them, so you know. Steve Dunn is probably next on the list to be done. I think it's probably one of the areas that we'll need quite a bit. But yeah, I mean, the money could run out, I can't say otherwise, but that's really a council decision.
Yeah.
Okay, Colin,
thank you very much. I don't think we have an excellent one that we can develop from the field in the around the Delamont to get out on the coast there. And I remember when we got the presentation from Outdoor Recreation, there was a commitment given at the time that they were going to do DEA and EA to get them involved on. second up on the fire step. I hope that, you know, when we get two or three of these from we don't finish, that there's no money in the pot. And what way are the chosen? For example, sleep through here, not hearing it there, so there is mountains and that, and you know, a lot of trails, there are a lot of good trails in the day, up over the mountains and that there, and the different places there. You know, how are the chosen? How is the GEA chosen? You know, is Gavano going to be next, or is so what way have we chosen? Because as the director said, you might find that Gavano maybe it only cost 150,000 to 200,000.
Sure. First of all, I should say the committee made the decision in terms of police group going first. How it was identified, as I'm sure you all know, already outdoor recreation and I command made presentations to the CEA. They made presentations and saw feedback from councillors and from the other DEA board members on what trails existed, what potential there was for joining up trails, creating new trails. Out of that, they then went away and carried out a piece of work and identified those trails which were closest to fruition. The fact is we've been able to get these trails to a point where they're fully designed up and costed and able to go out and tender and get them done in the next few months. Not many other places were like that, so that's why the state group went ahead. There's already been extensive work done on a number of these in that area already. I understand the point about former officer Way and the link to Delamont, and that's something that we've been working on for quite considerable time in the old council, 20 years at least.
Yeah, and really not doing anything at all. I mean, Neil has actually done it for you because, I mean, there are nominal people working on it and they were actually working on it before.
There are issues crossing the coil of the island, and so. That has caused us some problems. If the staff operator is ready to go, we will certainly identify that, and when they come to the committee for the next round of funding and to prioritize the list, you'll have the opportunity then to say, yep, we agree with your priorities and all we want to choose. So, all I can say is the final decision is down to yourself.
There you are. So, thanks for the question. One of the proposals is back here, so I'm going to pass it up. We'll move on to agenda number 11. I'll ask Ken to just a wee update on this one. Thank you.
Sure, thank you. As you may recall, the Pleasure Council committed to support McMillan Movement Funding Programme. And this was initially for a 3-year period and allowed us to appoint a coordinator. The programme was funded over 3 years to the tune of £121,680. As McMillan has been rolling out this programme, it's been started in different councils across Northern Ireland at different points. Now McMillan has now moved the programme and is funded now across all 11 council areas. However, the funding streams are due to terminate at various stages across the province in the years to come. So therefore, McMillan have recognised the allowance and have committed to providing some additional funding towards similar completion dates, so all councils will terminate at the same time. They have earmarked an additional 27% of the costs. However, they cannot fund the entire extension. So therefore, we're asking the committee to agree to the extension for council to contribute £10,000 within the 2021 financial year and a further £20,000 within the 2021-22 year to allow this council's coordinator to finish the post in line with what the 10 other council areas within Northern Ireland, provide an adequate commitment to McMillan to secure the remaining 27% funding in order to deliver the programme to 2022.
I'd be welcome to funding and
as well as the road chain up into the box. But this course of action is going to be able to, over the coming years, have more development coming down for such a plan, for such a wide course. You know, the place where the work is invaluable and what we saw. So, close.
I believe that there's a participant then.
Yes, there's been a chance that we can get a short table or a presentation on exactly what the core data are doing. I'm very pleased with the work of these developers, the right of our facilities.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll do that for the next meeting. Yeah.
very reasonable development for many of the people who are going into college beaches or into areas along the coast or along the rivers, health insurance, smaller groups are not having to take that risk upon themselves. It's a very simple matter. We'd also encourage much larger numbers of groups to register with people like Tony. The North London groups couldn't be bothered with registering them at the moment because it just seems to be all about self-publicity and self-aggrandizement in the media and very little about supporting the groups who do the work on the ground. And that's a proposal for me for all of it.
They also have the adopter stop scheme, which is speculative, and the money they spend on media, they spend time, so it's 130,000 that they have to spend.
Lose.
Well, this is
the scheme that they have. This is what people on the ground do, what each council has signed up to. This scheme where half the money goes to the media and encourages volunteering, and half comes back to the area and all that. Yes, we will, the committee wishes we would write for that.
Yeah, with my experience with the general guys, it's probably been around the council. There's a resident group in Norway here in Newton who ready for a grant through the general here and have transformed it up into a work space. It's absolutely fantastic to drive through this gate now and see all the different covers and dryers and how wide it is and that. And, you know, they are certainly looking forward to getting stuck into that again. I don't know if there's any difficulties with the application form of that. They didn't get back to me and say that there was any huge difficulties out there. So I would propose that we go ahead with this program for 1 year as suggested by the officer. So we get the new council in to see to take it from there. So I'd like to propose your recommendation.
I have seen a presentation from them, and I, when I've seen it, was impressed with the work they've done. And I do know that that avails of money on a regular basis, innovation delivery tax and that, and I think you can get the funding okay. So they do, and that they speak very highly of it. In relation to it, when we did the presentation, we were given the presentation at our liver working group. And for some unknown reason, that liver strategy working group has disappeared into thin air somewhere, hasn't met now for 2 years. You know, they are going to go out and raise the money and encourage people to go out and apply for these grants to do their effects on that. So maybe we should be looking to see where that better strategy working group has disappeared to. I know that will come under that slightly. So we're really finding out where that has disappeared to, because they were going to do a lot of good work and encourage people to apply for grants and that, where that has disappeared. But anyone that is open to the nation, to this organization, speaks of them very, very highly. So they do, and they're a deal of it, so they are, in our area. So, you know, I can only say that people can be in relation to it.
Just to confirm, though, I mean, we will still be able to support groups who want to do litter picks, we will lend them litter pickers, we can still take them out of the waste, whatever, aside from it. A lot of times, those litter picks shouldn't cost more, and they cost more.
So, any further comments? What happened in Edmund, proposed by Professor Emery and seconded by Professor McMurray?
Can I still voice my amendment, therefore?
Pardon?
Can I conclude? Can I speak to it?
That's okay, I didn't speak to them, and then we'll go for the other vote.
Can you
speak
to it?
Sorry.
I don't think any of us are trying to trying to suggest that we don't need we don't need this program, okay? I think what I'm suggesting is, purely from a practical point of view, being involved in a large number of groups within the program. And what I'm suggesting is, Alcor and I suggested it would cost them about £30,000 a year to ensure the groups who are out and about actually doing the litter picking. We have noticed that the amount of history was higher than £130,000 last year. But what we're suggesting is that fine, they want to spend £100,000 a year on publicity, rather, but they get a lot more people involved if they were to use the other £30,000 to offer the insurance that the groups have been looking for the last number of years. Now, when you take a large group of people out along the coast or along the river, and if one of them gets hurt, it's the leader of that group who will have to carry the cost because if they don't have insurance. Now, it seems to me that a cost of £130,000 of publicity money to take part of that and start advertising perhaps the fact that £30,000 of that publicity money is going to be used to provide insurance for local groups would be a very good publicity, would be very well spent in terms of publicity in itself, and would get a lot more groups involved if that was available. Now, this amendment is being put forward purely in the spirit of making the overall scheme work correctly and work more usefully for the benefit of local groups. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. We'll next proceed to the vote on the open press and rights amendment. All in favour of the amendment? Thumbs up? Against? The amendment is declared lost. We'll next proceed to the recommendation on the paper. All in favour? Against? Abstentions?
Give me 10 seconds.
So, item 12, recreation for Noble is a new neighbourhood renewal partnership minutes. Item number 13, PCSP partnership reports. And the social investment fund update of 14. It's for community engagement. If any members have questions or questions, I can raise them 12, 13, 14, and very welcome. Then item for Noble is on health and well-being. Sustainability, that's my word, and climate change forum actually for 17th September. So if members are happy enough, those items for Noble. So now, move on to agenda item number
2. Just before we move on, just a question just to the chair.
You're very welcome.
I've been contacted by one of the leaders yesterday today that they wanted to come and make a presentation to the council. And they're sort of steered down towards active and healthy community. And it was just to find out through yourself or the chair or the director, have they been in touch yet? And if not, have we get in touch with them to see if it would be possible for them to come in and make a presentation?
Chair, you probably recall this was discussed at the last AAC meeting where it was agreed that I would ask them to give me a copy of the presentation and I would bring along if you see it. And apologies, I haven't done that yet, but I will do that first thing tomorrow.
Yeah, thank you very much for that. We're now on to the final agenda, and the agreement has been restricted, and of course, with one of the schedule fixed of the Local Government Act, Northern Ireland Fund 14. And more or less what that piece of paper and the agenda is in relation to the Rostrava men share our personal kit and the chairperson advised that when in closed session, it had been agreed on the proposal of Councillor Timmins and seconded by Councillor O'Meara to note the contents and accept the recommendations as set out in paragraph 3.1 of the officer's report. Okay, so
it was agreed to accept the cost received with the
that's from the officer's report.
I've already said it now on the tip, so. That's okay, so you said it, yeah.
So thanks so much for the contribution, and again, Paul.